the need to deal with emotions in a healthy way was always something that I felt. But when my dad got sick, it came up to be more of an issue to me than it even was before, because my dad and I were not very close. We didn't have a very close relationship, and I think that there are some reasons why that is. See, emotions are what connects us with people in relationships. You don't have relationships with people that you are not emotional with. You might have an arrangement with them, you might have a deal with them, you might have a contract with them, but if you have emotions with a person, you have a relationship. Even heavy, nasty emotions like anger and hurt and sadness connect you with people in relationships. If you don't have emotions, there's no relationship there. And my dad and I didn't have a very close relationship. I think that we loved each other deeply, but we never showed it. The other person never really knew about it. Therefore, we weren't very close. John Powell, author of Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am, Why Am I Afraid to Love, and other books, has a quote, and he says this: "To tell you about my thoughts is to locate myself in a category. To tell you about my feelings is to tell you about me. It's to tell you about me. Now, in order for me to tell you about me, I've got to know that once I tell you about me, and you know about me, and you have a part of me, that you aren't going to devaluate me. You aren't going to abuse me or hurt me or trample me. I've got it. That gives me permission to tell you about me. I have a very close friend that there isn't anything I can't tell that person, and I exercise that a lot. Even when I'm very angry with that person, I know I can talk to that person. Even when I'm a mess about things in my life, I can talk to that person. I have that permission because I know that no matter what I tell that person, it's going to be okay. That person is not going to go away. Okay? Very important person in my life.